particularly the threats to religious freedom.
Ikakhulukazi izinto eziqhamukayo ezifuna ukuqeda inkululeko yezenkolo.
Last year, 2018, over 4,000 Christians were killed for faith-related reasons. According to the World Watch List, just in the 50 top nations where Christians are persecuted that they know of, on average, that is 11 Christians killed for their faith every day. We know of at least 2,625 Christians who were detained without trial, locked up for their faith just last year. Over 1,200 churches or Christian buildings were destroyed in
2018.
Including many beautiful large churches in China that were destroyed by the government. $215 million Christians experienced persecution last year. It is expected that in this coming year, 245 million Christians will suffer persecution in this year. That's a 14% increase in persecution expected this year. This means 30 million more Christians will experience persecution firsthand this year. This means worldwide, 1 out of every 9 Christians in the world will experience high levels of persecution, meaning physical abuse. Friends in Egypt sent me this card. They may destroy our churches, but they can never destroy our faith. Our mission's vision is Africa for Christ. And I've been specifically asked to deal with the hate speech bill threat to free speech. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The only biblical restriction on freedom of speech in the Ten Commandments is, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. And you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. But outside of these prohibitions against slander and blasphemy, we have freedom of speech.
Noma sisebe, sinayo inkululeko ukuthi singakhuluma ngenkululeko.
Do not commit adultery would of course also prohibit immorality and pornography in all its forms.
Ungaphingi lokho kuchaza ukuthi umuntu angangeni ekubebeni angene ukuziphatheni okonakele nazo zonke izinto ezinjalo.
Such as much of the digital cocaine the speaker spoke of earlier this morning.
Njengoba bekhulunywa ekuseni nje kukhulunywa nangokungena ezidakamizweni ngenxa yezinto esiyisebenzisayo. The technology, purpose of
Anamsa. Because the seventh commandment upholds the sanctity of marriage.
Goba umyalelo wesikhombisa ukukhuluma noma uphakamisa ubungcwele bomshado.
The sixth commandment, you shall not commit murder, also prohibits incitement to hatred and violence.
Umyalelo lo ukhuluma ukuthi ungabulali, na futhi ukhaza ukuthi singabe abantu abazondanayo nabaxabanayo abalwayo.
So, outside of those few biblical restrictions, we have freedom of speech. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, Jesus declared. Because the Lord has sent me and anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. To proclaim liberty to the captives. And the opening of prison to them that are bound. Historically, freedom of speech is a fruit of the Protestant Reformation. Wherever Christian ideals have been generally accepted and their practice sincerely attempted, there is dynamic liberty.
Lapho kukhona khona ukuthi obuqhamuka nokukholwa kukhulunywe ngokukhululeka futhi kwenziwe kuba yilapho ke kutholakala khona ukukhululeka enkolweni.
Wherever Christianity is being ignored or rejected or persecuted or chained to the state, there is tyranny, oppression.
Lapho kukuthathwa khona ubuKristu bungafunwa bukhuselwe eceleni bunqatshwe noma baze baboshwe amaKristofa kwejele. Endaweni ezinjalo kukhona ke ukungabikho inkululeko.
Do unto others, Jesus said, as you would want them to do to you.
UJesu wathi yenzani kwabanye ngendlela ongathanda ukuthi nawe kwenziwe kuwe.
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
INkosi ngumoya, lapho kukhona khona umoya weNkosi kukhona inkululeko.
The essential foundations of freedom you find in the scriptures. Now the grandfather of all bills of rights are the dooms of King Alfred the Great. Which laid the common law of England. It starts with Exodus 20. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of bondage out of the house of slavery in Egypt. You ought to have no other gods before me. And all the Ten Commandments and the case laws of Exodus are in the dooms. And the Sermon on the Mount of the Lord Jesus. And the greatest commandment. And the golden rule of Christ. On this basis, the Magna Carta, the Great Charter of 1215, was written. Written by a pastor, Stephen Langton. Thoroughly saturated with scripture. This is the father of all bills of rights. the Petition of Rights, the English Bill of Rights, all of these based political, economic, and religious freedom.
Yonke lemthetho yaqhamuka iphasiswa ngeminyaka ngeminyaka imithetho ibihambisana nenkululeko.
On freedom of thought.
Kuyimthetho lena ekhuluma ngokuthi umuntu akhululeke nakuloko akucabanga.
Freedom of conscience.
Ube nenkululeko yokuveza okunembeza wakho.
Freedom of religion.
Inkululeko ekukholweni.
And freedom of speech.
Nenkululeko futhi yokuthi ungakhuluma lokhu okumele ukuthi ukukhulume.
Which Martin Luther so wonderfully championed in the Reformation.
UMartin Luther akumveza ekulwela ngesikhathi se-Reformation.
For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh. But through love, serve one another. However, anti-Christian forces and tyrants always seek to restrict these freedoms.
Kodwa njalo sizothola ukuthi laba abamelene noKristu bafuna ukuthi le nkululeko le bayinqabe.
Joseph Stalin said, "We would not allow our people to have firearms, weapons. Why would we allow them to have thoughts, which are more dangerous?"
UJoseph Stalin wathi asivumeli abantu ukuthi baphathe izibhamu, baphathe nezikhali eziyingozi. Pho singabavumela kanjani ukuthi basebenzise umqondo wabo ngoba yiwona ongaba ingozi kakhulu?
To control people, you must control their mind. This is well illustrated in George Orwell's insightful book,
1984.
In a time of universal deceit, to tell the truth becomes a revolutionary act. Free speech is hate speech to those who hate the truth. Truth sounds like hate to those who hate the truth. Truth is truth, even if no one believes it. A lie is a lie, even if everyone believes it. A Russian proverb is, it's better to be slapped with the truth than kissed with a lie. It's better to slap people with the truth to get them to heaven than to woo them and smear honey around their mouth, as the Afrikaans say, while they go on the way to hell. Am I therefore become your enemy, wrote the Apostle Paul, because I tell you the truth? In the past, in the Middle Ages, political leaders could silence dissent by screaming, treason! And 15-year-old Lady Jane Grey was beheaded by her cousin Queen Mary because she would not renounce her faith, the Protestant faith. You can read 4 pages of a courageous testimony before the Inquisition in Fox's Book of Martyrs. Because she would not obey the Queen on the matter of conscience, she was a traitor and condemned to death. Imagine a cousin like that. Religious leaders such as the popes could silence their critics by accusing them of heresy.
Abaholi bezenkolo abanjengoPope bebekwazi ukuthi babathulise abantu abamelana nabo ngokungathi benze inkohlakalo.
And many tens of thousands of Christians were burned at the stake for the crime of heresy, according to the church. Including William Tyndale, who translated the Bible into English, and for the heresy of translating the Latin Bible into English, he was burned at the stake.
No William uyena owahumusha iBhayibheli ngesiNgisi na ngenxa leso senzo leso ukwathiwa inkohlakalo wafaka emlilweni washiswa.
Today, the modern equivalents of these attempts to silence freedom of thought.
Namhlanje sekuyasetshenziswa lokhu ngenye indlela ithuliswe lento ngisho umuntu avale ukuthi angavezi ngokusobala lokho okucabanga.
Freedom of conscience.
Inkululeko yokuveza okunembeza wakho.
Freedom of religion.
Inkululeko ngokwenkolo.
Freedom of speech.
Inkululeko ngokukhuluma.
How do they silence dissent today?
Bakuthulisa kanjani namhlanje uma ngabe uveza umbono omelene neningi?
By shouting racist.
Ngokuthi uma uveza lokho bathi hawu nobandlululo.
Homophobe or Islamophobe.
Athi uyabazonda wena abanye abantu.
Homophobic bigot.
Bathi wena uyabazonda abantu abangahambisani nenkolo noma ubulili okuyibona bona.
Anti-Semite.
Bathi uphambene nezinto ezenziwayo.
Nazi.
Bakubiza ukuthi ngokwenkolo yamaNazi.
Legalist.
Bathi uphela umthetho.
On Afrikaans, wetties.
Noma bathi umuntu obandlululayo.
Intolerant.
Awukwazi ukubezela abanye abantu.
Judgmental.
Bathi uyahlulela.
Sexist.
Bathi umuntu ozona obunye ubulili.
Have I missed any? I mean, these are the tactics today to silence intelligent debate and discussion. Socrates said, you can always tell when a person has lost the argument because they begin to throw insults at you.
Washo munye wathi umuntu ungakwazi ukumbona umehlulekile mangabe niphikisana ngokuthi azame ukuthi akuphonse amagama akuthukayo.
Margaret Thatcher would quote from Socrates, thanking the opposition in Britain when they criticized and slander. She said, thank you, by resorting to slander, you prove that you no longer have an argument and you've lost the debate.
Margaret Thatcher yena wayethi mangabe sephalamende bemgxeka besababonga athi ngiyabonga ngoba uma nenza kanjalo seningithuka nikhuluma lawo mazwi lawo khombisa ukuthi senihlulekile kule nkulumo mpikiswano besinayo.
Hate speech is what governments call free speech that they do not like.
Lokho inkulumo abathi inzondo ingoba uhulumeni bengathandi leliqiniso elikhulunywayo.
How many of you remember when we had Dr. Ian Paisley speak at the ministers' conference here?
Bangakha bakhumbulayo Dr. Ian Paisley eminyakeni edlule ekhuluma engumthelweni yabefundisi la.
He made a lot of news when he stood up in the European Parliament when John Paul, the Pope, came to speak there.
Waba seyindabeni waduma ngokuthi asukume ePhalamende ngesikhathi kukhona uPope.
And being a member of the European Parliament,
eyilunga lePhalamende lase Europe,
Dr. Ian Paisley stood up as the Pope stood up.
Dr. Ian Paisley wasukuma ngesikhathi no Pope uPapa esukuma.
And he said, I defy you, John Paul.
Why said he, mina angikuhloniphi wena Pope.
Antichrist.
Ngoba wena ungumphika Christ.
With all your false doctrines.
Athi nemfundiso yakho yonke imfundiso yamanga.
In Christ, anyone was just showing the video without allowing the audio, he had the sign, Pope John Paul, Antichrist. Now, he was giving standard Protestant teaching. All the great Protestant confessions and creeds say the papacy is Antichrist.
zonke imfundiso zamaProtestant zazisa ukuthi lokhu kuka Pope kukumelana noChrist.
Synod of Dort, Westminster Confession, all of them.
Zonke imfundiso lezi abakade bayifundisa.
You see, the Pope calls himself His Holiness.
Ngoba uPope uzibiza ukuthi yena ungongcwele.
Jesus said, no one is good except God alone.
Ngoba uJesu wathi akekho olungile uNkulunkulu kuphela.
Holy Father is a term only used in the Bible once when the Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane prayed to the Holy Father.
Ubaba ongcwele igama lelo lasetshenziswa kanye eBhayibhelini ngesikhathi uJesu ethandaza esensimini ebiza uNkulunkulu ethi Baba ongcwele.
How dare any fallible human being put the title His Holiness or Holy Father upon himself?
Pho ubani umuntu osemhlabeni ongazinikeza yena lawo mandla azibiza ukuthi uBaba ongcwele.
Jesus said, call no man Father. You have one Father in heaven.
UJesu wathi ningabizi muntu ngokuthi uPapa ngoba ninobaba oyedwa osezulwini.
Now the papacy has persecuted Christians.
Laba ke balemfundiso noma balendela uPope bona ibona abahlupha amaKristu.
Burned Bibles.
Bashisa amaBhayibheli.
Burned Christians at the stake for translating the Bible into their language.
Besisa ngisho amaKristu ngenxa yokuthi behumusha iBhayibheli ngelimi abantu abazokwazi ukuthi balifunde ngayo.
And sold salvation through indulgences.
Basebelahle ivangeli ngenxa yokuthi befuna ukuzithokozisa.
Now, you may not be comfortable with Ian Paisley's tactics.
Manje kungenzeka ukuthi uyizwela ungakhululekile ngale senzo leso esenziwa uDokotela Ian Paisley.
But that is what freedom of speech is. It's to allow people to say things you don't want to hear.
Kodwa yikho vele okuchazwa ukwazi ukukhuluma ngenkululeko, ukukhuluma nezinto abantu abangathandi ukuthi bazise.
Now this happened back in 1981, I believe.
Lokhu uma ngikhumbula kahle kwenzeka ngonyaka 1981.
Today he would be charged with hate speech under present laws in Europe.
Kodwa namhlanje uma bengakwenza lokho, akhulume lokho akukhuluma leso sikhathi ngokomthetho waseEurope ubengafaka icala ukuthi ukhuluma amazwi ayinzondo.
Do we want a society where you do not allow a reformer to state something that you don't want to hear?
Ingabe sifuna ukuphila kuleso sizwe yini esingafuni ukuthi umuntu olethe iguquko akhulume lokhu wena ongathandi ukuzwa?
We are seeing a worldwide phenomenon in a comprehensive war against God.
Sikubona lokhu kwenzeka umhlaba wonke jikelele bengathi ungena imfundiso eyimpi emelene noNkulunkulu.
The war against free speech is a threat to freedom.
Lempi lena efuna ukuthi abantu bangakwazi ukukhuluma noma bashumele ngokukhululeka kuyinto emelene nenkululeko.
Governments involved in human trafficking do not want people exposing their criminal activities.
Ohulumeni abashushumbisa abantu abafuna ukuthi kube khona umuntu ozongenelela dalule imisebenzi yabo.
It is a threat to Christian schools.
Lokhu kuyinto emelene izibebheke ezikoleni zamaKristu.
It is a threat to missions.
Kuyimpi emelene namamishini.
It is a threat to ministries.
Kuyimpi emelene lokushunyelwa kwevangeli.
We were with the Euro Choir singing at the waterfront in Cape Town in the amphitheater. This is one of the most popular tourist places in Cape Town.
Sasihambe ne Euro Choir, ikhwaya enkulu esuka phesheya yakwasiza abantu ile eCape Town ne-waterfront okuyindawo la kugcwala khona izihambeli eziningi eziqhamuka phesheya.
The Euro Choir had only been singing about 5 minutes.
Euro Choir yayicula lapho kungapheli ngisho 5 minutes.
And Uncle Earl had only been speaking about 1 minute.
Ubaba umfundisi walapha ekhaya engakaqedi neminithi ekhuluma.
And the local security were coming to us saying, we must close this down, we've had a complaint.
Kwasekufika ama-security agadile lapho ethi, qedani yekani lokhu enikwenzayo manje, sekukhona abantu abakhononayo ngalokhu enikwenzayo.
A Jewish woman heard the speaker, talking about Uncle Lolo, naming Jesus.
Ngoba omunye umama womJuda uzwile obekhuluma lapho, kukhuluma umfundisi walapha ekhaya, ethinta igama likaJesu.
And she was offended.
Lo mama womJuda walimala yena ngokuzwa kubiza igama likaJesu.
You must clear the stage and stop right now.
Ama-security athi, I
said, these people just flew in yesterday from Europe, from all of Europe, for this kind of event. Look at the hundreds of people gathering here for it, happy, applauding, singing. When they sang Amazing Grace, the people were singing with them.
No,
but we've had a complaint. He mentioned the name of Jesus. You've got to stop.
I'm a security assistant.
I was arguing on the intercom with the people in the control room, delaying tactics. I kept appealing to a high level of authority. And it was when many of the audience began to join in singing Amazing Grace that I said to them, look, the people love it. Do you want a riot?
And
they gave up and we continued. But this is what is at stake. You try to have an outreach and somebody somewhere finds something offensive. Is this where we want to go? It is a threat to Christian community radio stations. It is a threat to families. It is a threat to individuals. Innocent comments like, well, marriage can only be between a man and a woman, can be construed as hate speech in some countries like Canada. If you said that 10 years ago, people would say, well, obviously, why are you even saying that? People have been charged with hate speech and lost their jobs in universities in Canada for just such a comment. It's been enough for police investigations and criminal charges in parts of the United States and Australia. And parts of Europe. The draconian hate speech bill now before the South African Parliament is one of the most serious, urgent threats to freedom of conscience and freedom of religion and speech in South African history.
Now, lomthetho ohlongozwayo la eSouth Africa kweminye yemthetho eyingozi ezohlasela inkululeko yokukhuluma lokhu othanda ukukhuluma.
Especially for those who hold to the biblical definition of marriage being a lifelong partnership between one man and one woman.
Lokhu kuzoba ingozi ebhekene kakhulu nalabo abasabambelele kwisimiso seBhayibheli esithi umshado kuwumshado phakathi kwesilisa oyedwa nowesifazane oyedwa.
A Christian University of Cape Town student was suspended from the Student Representative Council for expressing a biblical belief on a personal Facebook page.
Omunye oyilunga lesigungu esiphethe abafundi kwiuniversity ele eCape Town UCT waxoshwa esikoleni ngenxa yokuthi kwiFacebook aveze ukholwa kwakhe enkosini uJesu Kristu.
Zizipho Pay, a final year economics student, vice president of the Student Representative Council.
UZizipho Pay lo esimbonayo la esithombeni obewusekela mongameli we SRC laphaya e-UCT.
She responded to the Supreme Court of the United States ruling that same-sex marriages could be legal in all 50 states. She wrote, "We are institutionalizing and normalizing sin." God have mercy on us. Now, this brief post of hers received such a backlash, it went beyond the rational. Activists launched a vicious tirade of hate and intimidation against her. In the name of tolerance. Homosexual pornography was, and the most depraved anti-Christian blasphemy was posted on her page. She was personally threatened with rape and death. She was insulted. She was vilified. Her office, her student representative council vice presidential office, was trashed. They ripped scriptures off her wall and they stomped on him, and then they posted pictures of themselves semi-naked in lewd poses in her office. Despite the awful abuse and intimidation of Zizi, the University of Cape Town management repeatedly publicly expressed their commitment to protecting LGBTQ rights. But what about the rights of the Christians who were being intimidated and attacked at that moment? UCT's management apparently took no action against those perpetrating the harassment and criminal attacks against CZ5. But they suspended her as a student and as a student representative council vice president for her biblical convictions. This was blatant and outrageous anti-Christian discrimination. Homosexual groups, every other group, atheist groups, are allowed to freely express their thoughts and opinions at the university, but not Christians, apparently. UCT demanded that Zizi retract and apologize for her biblical statement.
University of Cape Town,
Now this was the University of Cape Town harassing her. Under the new hate speech bill, she would be in court and the government would be prosecuting her. She could not in any good conscience retract and apologize for stating that we're normalizing sin, God have mercy on us.
Kodwa yena ngonembezo omuhle phambi kaNkulunkulu akwazange ukuthi akhoxise lokho ebekhulumile esho ukuthi ngokuvumela lezi zinto sesithatha isono sisenze kube yinto nje ejwayelekile.
And neither can we.
Nathi futhi esikwazi ukuthi sixolise ngalo.
And the pressure is going to come to us too.
Ngoba nathi sizoyithola leyo ndlela.
In 2013, in Oregon, a young Christian couple who ran a bakery shop, Sweet Cakes by Melissa, were charged with violating civil rights.
Kunyaka 2013, laba abashadile bekade benesitodwana sabo, nabo bafakwa icala ukuthi benze into ephambene namalungelo abantu.
Because they refused to design a cake for a lesbian wedding.
Ngenxa yokuthi laba benqaba ukuthi babhake ikhekhe balihlobise ebelizosetshenziswa emshadweni weyitabane.
They were fined $135,000 as compensatory damage for emotional, mental and physical suffering.
Basekuthiwa abakhokhe le mali engango-$135 million wamadola. Kuthiwa ke kudinga ukuthi banxephezele phela le khaphu lena ngenxa yokuthi ngesenzo sabo ihlukumezekile emqondweni nasemoyeni.
I mean, think of this.
Akukucabange lokhu.
You go to a Muslim halal butchery.
Awukuhambe wena uye ebusha lamasulumani la kwenziwa izinto ngendlela yabo kuthiwa yihalal.
Say, I want a leg of ham.
Bese ke wena ungene khona uthi ngifuna umlenze wengulube.
And the Muslim butcher says, I cannot, it is haram. We can only provide halal food and pork is haram for a Muslim.
Uzothi uma ungena lapho amasulumani athi cha, ngeke sikunike ingulube ngoba ingulube iyinto enyanyekayo kuthina ehambisani nezinto zehalal.
Imagine if he says, but there's a butcher just across the road, he provides ham.
So ungacabanga uma engathi kodwa ikhona enye ibhusha engale komgwaqo kuleyo bhusha leyo ungayithola inyama yengulube.
Which Christian would say, no, I want you to provide the ham, or I'm going to prosecute you for hate speech?
Imuphi umKristu ongaphoxa isulumane athi cha, angiyi lelo bhusha, ngifuna wena uyisulumane umelane nengulube ongayidli ingulube ukuthi ungidayisele ingulube.
That's exactly what they're doing to these Christian bakers.
Yilokho abakwenza ke kulomKristu lo wekade nalebhayi.
In Oregon there were hundreds of other bakers who would provide them what they wanted.
Ngoba phela labo lezitabane lezayishada ayemaningi amanye amabhayi bebengaya kuwo bayothenga leli khekhe abalifunayo khona.
And they think they deserve $135,000 for emotional damage. What about the emotional damage they're putting on this poor baker who had to close their shop?
Bathi ke bona badinga 135,000 kubalwa kwemali yase-Europe ngenxa yokuthi bayizwela bethole ingcindezi balimala emoyeni nasemphefumulweni. Bathini ngalo osekudinga ukuthi manje nxa isenzo sabo isitolo sakhe noma ibhekha yakhe ivalwa phelwe ibhizinisi.
As far as I know, the clients are still going through more of these problems over the legal battles that's continued 5 years already.
Ngokwazi kwami kusaqhubeka futhi abanye abafaka ama-claim. Iqhubeka lento sekuyiminyaka emhlanu manje abantu beloko befaka ama-claim.
They had to close their bakery and the 6 people they employed are out of work.
Badinga ukuthi balivale ibhekha labo, iy'sebenzi zabo eziyisithupha ziphelele umsebenzi.
Now understand, it's not that they refuse to serve lesbian customers. They've served them, not a problem.
Manje kuzwe kahle lokho, hayi ukuthi bebenqaba ukudayisela izitabane kuleli bhekha labo.
If they walked in and said, I'd like that cake, please, they would have bought it.
Uma bebengene nje laba bathi sicela ukuthenga leli yakhekhe bebezobavumela abadayisele.
They were being asked to design a cake promoting lesbianism.
Kodwa manje lamaKristu ebecela ukuthi abhake ikhekhe alihlobise alakhe ngendlela egqugquzela ubutabane noma ukushada komlilo okufanayo.
Which they said in good conscience they could not do.
Manje bathi bona cha, ngonembezo omuhle phambi kaNkulunkulu akusivumeli ukwenza lokho.
This is what hate speech looks like.
Lokhu ke okuyisithombe siveza lento ekuthiwa inkulumo eyinzondo.
By the way, the person being beaten is the one guilty of hate. The one beating him is not the one guilty of hate.
Umuntu oshayayo lana yilona okuthiwa unenzondo. Lo oshayayo yena kuthiwa kanacala.
Also in 2013, a judge in Colorado ruled that this man, Jack Phillips of Masterpiece cake shop had violated anti-discriminatory laws.
Kwenzeka futhi nasezweni lase Colorado la ijaji khona lamlahla ngecala uJack Phillips naye kuthiwa uphambene namalungelo abantu.
Because he declined to design a cake for a homosexual so-called wedding.
Ngoba naye futhi wanqaba ukuthi abhake ikhekhe ebelizohlotshiswa bese lihambe liyosetshenziswa emshadweni weyitabane.
Now praise God, after 5 years of trauma, the Supreme Court, it went all the way up, the US Supreme Court finally overturned the conviction and acquitted Jack Phillips that he had not done anything wrong. But that's after 5 years of trauma and expense. Praise God, he went all the way to the Supreme Court and was vindicated. Then you get the poor ashes, the Asher Baking Company in Belfast, Northern
Ireland.
They were fined for having broken the law. This homosexual man took them to court because they refused to design a cake with the Muppets, apparently, promoting gay marriage. I support gay marriage and so on.
And
on appeal, the judge ruled that the Asher Baking Company had broken the sexual orientation and political discrimination laws. The bakery was taken to court by the Equality Commission for Northern Ireland. The MacArthur family, who own and run the Asher Baking Company, said they could not fulfill this order because it conflicted with their Christian conscience.
Manje lomndeni ke wakwa MacArthur kuwona ukuphethe leli business leli, bathi bangeke bakwazi ukwenza lokho ngoba bekuphambene nenkolo yabo njengamaKristu.
And they said marriage can only be between a man and a woman, and they will not bake a cake or design a cake designed to promote a message other than that.
Bathibona ngokwabo umshado into ephakathi kwesilisa nesifazane kuphela. Ngeke bona benze ikhekhe elizoveza ukuphambene nalokho.
One court after another found against them.
Mabelithatha icala beya kwiinkantolo igaba ezahlukahlukene, zonke iinkantolo bezibalaza ngecala.
This is what it's coming to. But they appealed, and they went all the way up to the highest court in the land. And finally, after years of appeals, they finally were vindicated that they had not in any way broken any law, and they were free to choose which customers they serve. Praise God, they had the courage and the perseverance to continue through what must have been a traumatic time. And while the mother was pregnant and had newborn babies and they had to go through all these court cases, being dragged around and slandered in the press as though they were common criminals, which they were not. Pastors have been prosecuted for preaching what the Word of God teaches in Romans chapter 1 concerning the sin of homosexuality. Swedish pastor Reverend Acker Green was charged with inciting hatred.
Umfundisi Alec Green was a Swedish. Naye wafakwa icala kwathiwa utshala inzondo.
After a sermon where he urged Christians to show homosexuals deep respect and offer them the grace of Jesus Christ. That was apparently hate speech. He called sexual immorality, including homosexuality, a cancerous growth in society.
Wathi ukuziphatha ngokonakala maqondana nezocansi ngisho nabo ubungqingili lokhu kunjengesifo esinjengomdlavuza esingena phakathi esizweni.
He was convicted and sentenced to a month in jail.
Wathola necala kodwa kahambe athi ukuyohlala inyanga ejail.
A pastor in his 60s put in jail for preaching Romans 1.
Cabanga umfundisi osekhulile eneminyaka nako 60. Usefakwe ejele ngenxa nje yokushumayela ecaphuna ezwini likaNkulunkulu kwaba seRoma isahluko sokuqala.
They had to go up to the Swedish Supreme Court to have him acquitted.
Kwadinga ukuthi baye enkantolo iSupreme Court inkantolo ephakeme yaseSwedish ukuze akhulule.
Now it's important in these cases that people don't give up, that they keep persevering to the top, because it's a test case. If you allow it to stand, other people will be prosecuted after you.
Manje kubalekile kusemqoko ukuthi uma ubhekana nalamaqala umushaye enkantolo yokuqala ungasheshi uhlale phansi uyeke kodwa phikelela lokudlulisa udlulisa nakwezinye izinkantolo eziphambili ngoba yilona qala kuyovivinywa ngalo kuhlolwe ngalo namanye amaqala alandelayo.
For you to quote a scripture like John 14 verse 6.
Uma udinga ukuthi ukaphune ezwini likaNkulunkulu njengasencwadini kaJohane 14 verse 6.
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by Him. This has been condemned as intolerant. Bigoted. Judgmental. Offensive. Hate speech. Pro-life comments and scientific reality like life begins at conception. An abortion is murder. Have been condemned as hate speech by radical liberals in North America, Europe, and Australia. How far can this go? The answer to that is in George Orwell's
1984.
Where thought police prosecute thought crimes.
Lapho amaphoyisa ebamba abantu ababophele amacala kuthiwa amacala nje okucabanga.
The law used to be about breaking the law, something you did.
Umthetho oqala kumayelana nokuthi uphule umthetho ngesenzo osenzile.
Today you can get into a lot of trouble for what you think.
Kodwa namhlanje ungayithola ususenkingeni ngokucabanga.
The bias, the prejudice, the malice being manufactured by secular humanists through Hollywood entertainment. And through mainstream news media. Or secular humanist school textbooks. And the increasingly intolerant political legislation. This, by the way, was a mock crucifixion of Christ done by homosexuals in Washington, D.C. the day after they announced the legalization of homosexual marriage.
Kulesithombe lesi kwabantu laba ababeyingcingili bebhuka ngokubethelwa kaKristu esiphambanweni lokho babekwenza emva ukuthi sebekhululiwe ukuthi bangashada.
All of this is providing a sinister tool chest of armory of anti-Christian legislation to intimidate, to harass and to persecute believers.
Konke lokho kutala umthetho noma umoya omelene nobuKristu ozoyelela ekutheni amaKristu ahlushwe kalula aboshwe kalula.
Restriction on freedom of speech will lead to prosecutions, fines, and imprisonment.
Ukuzama ukubeka imngele ekukhulumeni abantu bakhulume noma bashumele ngenkululeko lokho kuzolela ekutheni amaKristu adinga ukuthi afakwe ejele noma akhokhiswe imali.
Gag rules and restrictions on free speech are only a prelude to a tsunami of prosecutions.
Lemthetho ngokuqala kwa noma iqala kancane kodwa izoholela ekutheni ugcine sekuboshwa abantu abaningi.
Censorship and fines.
Bagcine sebefaka ekutheni bahlolisise ukuthi benzani futhi bakhokhiswe inhlawulo.
Even ultimately imprisonment for those unwilling to sell their soul.
Futhi kugcine sekufakwe ejele labo abangeke bavume ukudayisa ngemphefumulo yabo.
Those who are unwilling to violate their conscience.
Laba bangavumi ukuthi kungcoliswe unembeza wabo.
Those unwilling to be intimidated into silence.
Laba bangavumi ukuthi bathuliswe.
The heart is deceitful above all things.
Inhliziyo iyakhohlisa phezu kwakho konke.
And desperately wicked.
Futhi yimbi.
Who can know it? Just when you thought you'd learned the worst about people, something comes along like this morning's presentation, digital cocaine, which shocks you that it's even worse than you imagined. Either a government will legislate the laws of God to exercise the wrath of God against sin, or it'll exercise the wrath of man against God and his people.
Uhulumeni yophasisa imithetho ngalokho ufake ulaka lukaNkulunkulu phezu kwabo uhulumeni naphezu kwabantu.
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free.
Ngakho manini liqine kuleyo nkululeko leyo uKristu asiphe yona.
Do not be entangled again by a yoke of bondage.
Ningaphinde futhi niboshwe ejokeni lobugqila.
A couple of years ago, the Freedom of Religion South Africa hosted a meeting in Cape Town to discuss the threat to religious freedom posed by the hate speech bill.
Emnyakeni edlule lapho benhlangano yokukhululeka kwezenkolo la eNingizimu Afrika baba nomhlangano bebobambile Good Hope eCape Town. Kuzokhulunywa ngokuthi lo mthetho ohlongozwayo ukuthi uma ukhuluma amagama athize kuthiwa inzondo ngaba nomthelela muni na.
And there's also the CRL Rights Commission which is proposing to regulate religion by registering all religious practitioners.
Ukhulunywa ke nange CRL lenhlangano ekhona ekuthiwa ibhekelele imthetho yezenkolo ekuyiyona ifuna ukuthi amabandla
The meeting was attended by the ANC Deputy Minister of Justice, John
Jeffrey.
He addressed us and gave us an example of a pastor who he claimed had called for the killing of gays from the pulpit.
Wayesekhuluma lapho ekhuluma ngomfundisi athi yena wakhuluma epulpiti esontweni lakhe ethi akubulawa abantu abawungqingile.
This to justify why they need a hate speech bill.
Manje lokhu ke usekela ngqongqoshe wekhuluma eveza ukuthi yinganike bona njengohulumeni bethi kumele ukuthi lo mthetho wokuhlongoza ukuthi umuntu angakhulumi noma isikanjani uphasiswe.
One of the delegates in the meeting challenged him on this.
Omunye wabantu ababekhona kulo mhlangano wasukuma umelana naye nosekela ngqongqoshe.
He made the distinction between somebody discussing academically what the law of God requires as far as law and due process of justice is concerned.
Wayeseke sukume emtshela ngomuntu okhuluma ukuthi umthetho kaNkulunkulu umi kanjani nomuntu okhuluma nje ngomthetho weze ukuthi kumele uhambe kanjani.
And somebody inciting people to take the law into their own hands.
ekhuluma futhi nanomuntu ozama ukufaka umoya kubantu ukuthi umthetho abayithathe lona ube sezandleni zabo.
There's a big difference between advocating that abortion be recognized as murder.
Kukhona umehluko omkhulu kunalokho kunomuntu ozamayo ukuveza ukuthi lokho kushula izisu kumele kuthi ukubulala.
And some and babies need to be protected by law from the violence of abortion by due process of law.
Futhi nokuthi ingane zidinga ukuthi zivikelwe kuloko kubulawa eswini zonina. Kwenziwe lokho ngokuba khona umthetho oyivikelayo ingane.
And some rebel rouser calling for individuals to take the law into their own hand and murder abortions. Huge difference between that.
Kunomehluko omkhulu kulokho kunomuntu ozoqhama ukuthi hayi laba bantu abawushula ingane ababulawa.
Michael Swain, the executive director of Freedom of Religion SA, stood up and said this.
Michael Swain, who is a director of Freedom of Religion in South Africa, wasukuma washo lokhu.
The freedom of the hate speech provisions have the potential to shut down important dialogue discussion.
Why said the lomthetho ohlongozwayo wale hate speech ungaba nomthelelo ukuthi uthulise abantu kungabisakwazi ukuthi abantu baveze imbono yabo kukhulunywe ngezinto ezisemqoko.
And to entrench a polarization of viewpoints from opposite positions.
Why said the logo kuzoletha ukuthi kuvale imbono yabantu umuntu omelene nokuthize angakwazi ukuthi awuveze wakhe umbono.
Member of Parliament Steve Swart challenged Mr. Jeffrey over the danger of criminalizing free speech.
Ilunga lePhalamende leCDP Steve Swart wasukuma naye wamelana futhi nalosekela ngqongqoshe ngalokho ayekhulumile.
At a time when our legal system is overwhelmed, he said, and our real legal system's not coping with real serious crimes.
Wayesethe esikhathini la umthetho wethu okhona unezinto eziningi obhekene nazo futhi usindwa uhlulekile ngisho nokubhekana namacala enkohlakalo akhona.
Such as armed robberies and assaults and murders and rape.
Ethi lo mthetho uyahluleka ukubhekana namacala akhona, ama-armed robbery, ukurojwa kwabantu, ukushaya kwabantu, ukubulala kwabantu nokudlwengulwa.
Is it wise, is it helpful to swamp our courts even further with time-wasting, money-wasting intrusions into freedom of speech and freedom of religion?
I said, ingaba kukhona yini ukuthi isikhathi lokhu? Ingabe kukuhlakanipha yini ukuthi izinkantolo zethu zivele zinamacala angaka? Siphinde soyithwesa amacala amaningi abhekene nokukhululeka kokukhuluma, nokukhululeka futhi kwezenkolo.
They can't even keep the lights on.
Abakwazi ukuthi baqhubeke bakhanyise ukukhanya.
Mr. Jeffrey then opined that in the light of the wars of religion, it's necessary to implement the hate speech bill.
Umnumzane uJeffrey losekela ngqongqoshe wathi ngenxa yezinto ezikhona phakathi kwezenkolo kulesi sikhathi kusemqoko futhi kubalekile ukuthi le hate speech bill iphumelele.
At this, I had to stand up and I challenged him.
Nami ke kulokhu usho njalo uDr. Peterman wathi ukuthi ngisukume ngimelane naye.
I said it seems ironic to have a politician talk about wars of religion.
Wathi kuyinto engajwayelekile eyinqaba ukuthi usopolitiki akhulume ngezinto ezikhona phakathi kwezenkolo.
Which after all ended over 350 years ago with the Peace of Westphalia in 1648.
Ngoba lezi zinto iphele zaphela eminyakeni ye-350 edlule eWestphalia ngonyaka 1648.
We have just come out of the 20th century where secular humanist states, atheist states, socialist and communist states.
Wayesethi siphuma eminyakeni yokuhlupheka labe kade kubusa khona amakhomanisi, kubusa ngokwengqondo yobuntu, kubusa ukuthi uNkulunkulu akekho.
Have murdered over 190 million of their own citizens.
Lembuso leyo yabulala abantu bakhona abangaphezana 190 million.
The wars of religion which ended centuries ago pale into insignificance compared to the colossal body count of secular states in our own lifetimes.
Lezo zimpilezo zezenkolo zaphela eminyakeni edlule.
Here there's pictures of Peter Fetcher shot in the back by his own government for trying to go from East Berlin to West Berlin. Just the day after his 18th birthday. Crossing the Berlin Wall, the Iron Curtain. Secular humanism, I told him, has caused most of the wars and massacres of the 20th century. As documented by Professor Rummel in Death by Government. And the Black Book of Communism, which documents in the archives of the Soviet Union in Eastern Europe over 100 million of their own citizens killed in peacetime by their governments.
The Black Book of Communism. A hundred million
people killed in the name of atheism just between 1917 and 1991.
Abantu abangaphezu kwa 100 million ababulawa phakathi kweminyaka 1917 nonyaka 1991 bebulawa egameni lokuthi
all this started with registering churches and restricting freedoms. No wonder people all over the world shouted a great shout of freedom when the idols of Lenin and Marx came down and the Iron Curtain collapsed, and this Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, brethren rejoicing to be free of Mengistu and his red
terror.
The hate speech bill threatens freedom of speech. It restricts freedom of conscience. It erodes freedom of religion. Who determines what hate speech is? The ANC government has failed in the last 25 years to deal with kill the Boer, kill the slogans, kill the farmer songs and slogans. Is this hate speech? Or white people must be hacked and killed? Is that hate speech? No, of course not. Kill the Boer, kill the farmer has been an incitement to violence. Not only have it been sung, but thousands of brutal murders and tortures of South African farmers have occurred. This has been well documented. These incitements to violence have been carried out. Are we to believe that this government is seriously concerned with dealing with genuine hate speech and hate practice? All this I challenged John Jeffrey at that meeting. We're living in a very violent age. Why don't they deal with violence? I Are we to believe that this government really intends to deal with genuine hate speech and incitement to violence? Such as is found in many mosques where jihad is promoted and actually proclaimed. Are they really going to monitor Friday messages at the mosque? John Jeffrey looked very surprised as even mentioning it. Obviously, it wasn't even on the screen. Freedom of speech is not negotiable, I said to him. He expects us to accept pornography as legally protected free speech. This government expects us to accept blasphemy as free speech. But our sermons, our publications, our postings are now to be examined to see if anything could be construed as offensive? Examined by secular humanists subjectively, who have a track record of harassing and persecuting Christians. I stated to him, freedom of speech is essential for any free society. There is a clear anti-Christian bias amongst many in this present government, and we do not believe that political appointees will be fair and even-handed and objective in determining what constitutes hate speech and what does not. Thousands of churches have been closed in Cuba and tens of thousands of Christians imprisoned under similar legislation enacted under Fidel Castro. Now many of the delegates assembled responded to these questions and comments of mine with applause. And this seemed to unsettle this Justice Department representative. He stuttered, he stammered. In trying to formulate a reply, he neglected most of the issues I raised. Finally, all he could say was, I don't think it's constructive to try and compare who was most responsible for deaths in the last century. Let us just agree that some people died because of wars of religion. A pretty lame, pathetic response. Mr. Jeffrey then claimed that no rights are absolute and all must have limitations. Whatever happened to innocence until proven guilty, we asked.
wabuza ukuthi kwenzakalani kulo mthetho okhona ukuthi umuntu akanacala kuze kube yinkantolo emfumanisa ukuthi unecala.
Truth does not fear investigation.
Iqiniso alisabi ukuthi liphenye.
I don't want people to be prosecuted for questioning if the Bible is the word of God.
Angifuni ukuthi abantu mina bahambe bayoshushiswa ngenxa yokuthi bethi iBhayibheli izwi likaNkulunkulu.
I'd like to debate with them the evidence for the word of God.
Kodwa ngithanda ukuthi ngihlale nabo phansi ngibuzane nabo sivezisane amaqiniso aseBhayibhelini.
Many times we've invited atheists to debate us on university campuses and often they're too scared to.
Kaningi thina sibamemile abantu ngisho nabamphika uKristu ukuthi abenze bazohlala nathi siphikisane ngokweBhayibheli abaningi babo bayenqaba ukuza lapho.
I've debated atheists on University of Cape Town on issues of what constitutes blasphemy.
Sengaye ngakhuluma nabo labo abamphika uKristu ngiphikisana nabo University of Cape Town ukuthi ukuhlambalaza kuchazayo.
And in University of Stellenbosch, when does life begin and is abortion murder?
Akhuluma nabo futhi siphikisana University of Stellenbosch ukuthi ukuphila komuntu kuqala kuphi nokuthi ingabe ukushula inzalo kungubulala na.
We brought creation scientists like Dwayne Gish and Philip Stott to debate the evolutionists on university campuses.
Sasifletha isakanipe njengo Philip Stott nabanye ukuthi kuzophikiswana ngezindaba lezi zokwenza science.
Truth does not fear investigation. When people need laws to shut down areas of debate, they're hiding something. Stifling debate and criminalizing dissent does not make for a free society. Condemning people without granting them a meaningful opportunity to answer accusations is unjust. The invasive registration process proposed by the Commission is unconstitutional, unworkable, and unnecessary.
Manje lemthetho lenehlongozwa ile commission yeCRL ukuthi kubhaliswa amabandla nezinto ezizowenziwa kuyinto engekho emthethweni lo.
The proposed regulation of religion recommended by the CRL commission is not in keeping with our South African Charter of Religious Rights and Freedom.
Lokukhlongozwa ile commission yeCRL ukuthi ezenkolo kumele ukuthi the control kanjani zibe nemncele njani akuhambisani nechata la eNingizimu Afrika ekhuluma ngamalungelo nenkululeko yezenkolo.
To which they are signatories.
Ekuyibona laba bale commission yeCRL basayina nabo kuleyo chata eyayibhalwa.
Now charlatans and con artists to exploit the poor and the vulnerable in society, they need to be exposed. They need to be dealt with as false advertising.
Laba bantu laba basifaka umthelela abantu ukuthi bakhole into engeyona iqiniso kudinga ukuthi baveze obala ngale zinto abazenzayo bekhangisa ngokungamandla.
And we must encourage greater discernment amongst Christians.
Kumele ukuthi sigqugquzele ukwahlukanisa okukhulu phakathi kwamaKristu.
From a constitutional perspective,
uma sikubuka lokhu ngokweconstitution umthetho sisekelo wakhe,
the proposal to register and regulate religion in South Africa would violate constitutional rights to freedom of religion.
Lokukhlongozwa kokuthi kumele ukuthi ezenkolo inhlangano zezenkolo namasonto abhaliswe manje a register, lokho kumelene nomthetho sisekelo.
You know what happens when you've got to register your car?
We ask now to kwenzakala noma udinga ukuthi uhambe nje uregister imoto yakho.
Or when you need to get a driver's license.
Noma udinga ukuthi uhambe uyothola ilicense yokushayela imoto.
Or a pilot's license.
Noma mhlawumbe ufuna ilicense yokushayela yomdizisi ibhanoyi.
Time, money.
Kuze zonke le zinto bangabe ubhalisa ukuthitheka imali nesikhathi sakho.
Choose.
Udinga ukuthi uyobamba olayini abade.
Failed, start again, register again. Do you want to have to do that for your church or Sunday school or outreach?
Sunday school.
rather than creating new laws which would place additional burdens on our already strained resources of government.
Kunokuthi kulethe imithetho emisha ezoletha umthwalo omkhulu osuvela ukhona vele phezu kwamaphoyisa nezinkantolo zakithi.
Honestly, our police and courts are not keeping up with things.
Kumanje amaphoyisa nezinkantolo akwazi ukubhekana nengcindezi ababhekene nayo kulesi sikhathi.
Why does the state not focus its energy and resources on enforcing existing laws to address real problems?
Ngani ukuba uhulumeni angafaka amandla akhe onke nakho konke nakho ekubhekeni ukuthi le mithetho esikhona vele yenziwe?
Freedom of Religion SA strongly recommended a code of conduct which religious institutions can be encouraged to subscribe to.
Le nhlangano ke Freedom of Religion yona inkomo ukuthi kube khona i-code of conduct ezobhalwa bese wonke ke amabandla noma inhlangano zezenkolo zigcine leyo code of conduct.
Self-regulation is better.
Kungcono ukuthi ibandla nebandla likwazi ukuthi lona libeke imithetho yalo.
However, we need to find solutions that are practical and constitutionally permissible.
Kodwa kungcono ukuthi sithole icazululo ezizokwazi ukuthi zihambisane nomthetho osisekelo kube izinto esizokwazi ukuthi sizenze.
Without infringing on or eroding the freedom of religion.
Lokho sikwenza ngaphandle ukuthi sinyathele ilungelo lenkululeko yezenkolo.
And our freedoms of belief and opinion and speech.
Nenkululeko esinayo kumthetho osisekelo yokuthi umuntu angakholelwa kuloko okholelwa khona nombono wakhe futhi nonembeza wakhe.
Freedom of conscience, freedom of association. The history of registering churches and religious practitioners began in the Soviet Union and Red China and Cuba. Just in the Soviet Union, they confiscated, closed, and destroyed 50,000 churches. The disastrous, destructive results of infringing on freedom of conscience are incalculable. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use your liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. Africa Christian Action recently published the book The Rise of the Gay GB and the Pink Inquisition. Which documents how the radical LGBTQ homosexual lobby is jealous for the loyalty and approval of all.
Inomona ayikwazi ukukhambisana nento ethandwa abantu bonke.
This person has the audacity to stand saying, "I bet hell is fabulous."
Lo muntu lona unegunya lokuthi aphathe lo mbhalo obhalwe ukuthi ngiyafunga impela ukuthi isihogo kuyindawo emnandi egcwele intokozo.
And the horns on the head sort of indicate the sentiments of this person.
Njoba ubona nempondo ayifakile ezikhombisa ukusathana.
You can be sure they will not think so a few moments in eternity. Make no mistake, this is an anti-Christian movement. No longer satisfied with freedom or tolerance. They now demand approval. This being at this year's Academy Awards. Not that we should care what a bunch of perverts swapping gold statues with one another do anyway. I mean, who cares? But they want your applause. And they want funding. And they want conformity. They're not satisfied with the perverse being declared normal. They want the normal to be declared perverse. They want prosecution of dissenting voices. Having experienced some of the KGB doing Bible smuggling with Bill Bethman behind the Iron Curtain, I've coined the term the gay-GB to deal with the LGBTQ bunch today. They're like the KGB, but they're just the pink version of it. Closed minds stop thought crimes. If you think that the homosexual agenda will not affect you and your congregation and your family, you're wrong. Homosexualists and the gender fluidity movement want to transform the very fabric of society. Think Sodom and Gomorrah. They want to homosexualize the schools. They want to pervert the next generation. And they want government funding, that's your taxes, to do it. They want to force this agenda on all, including our churches and our schools. As free, yet not using liberty as a cloak for vice. But as bond servants of God. Satan's plan is to invert reality. They want blasphemy and perversion to become the new normal. But they want free speech to be criminalized as blasphemy and treason to the new world order. Pornography becomes an essential aspect of free speech. Abortion becomes the blood sacrifice sacrament of the New World Order. Abortion effectively replaces the Lord's Supper. Just like Baal worship, sacrificing the firstborn into the hands of the statue of Moloch or Asherah and basically killing your firstborn as an offering to the demon gods. Questioning the multicultural interfaith agenda of the New World Order becomes treason and heresy. Questioning the secular humanist version of origins through billions of year evolution is intolerable. Questioning questioning the secular humanist New World Order version of what they call history is considered subversive.
Umazama ukubuzana ngokuthi ikuphi okwenzeke emlandweni ngalento yabo ye-New World Order. Bakubona lokho wena njengomuntu owenza okubi.
Proclaiming and teaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and applying the Lordship of Christ to all areas of life is condemned as hate speech.
Uma ngabe ushumayela ivangeli lika Jesu Christ inkosi yethu futhi wenza lokho kwenziwa uJesu Christ empilweni yakho uphila njoba enza lokho bakubona njengenkulumo eyinzondo
and intolerance
futhi babona ngathi wena umuntu oyakwazi ukubekezela abanye abantu.
So how are we as Bible believing Christians to respond to this war against free speech?
Manje thina ke njengama Christu akholelwa eBhayibhelini sokwenza njani ukuphendula.
This criminalizing of our Christian conscience. This prosecution of thought crimes. And all this pervasive pressure to accept and normalize pornography. And perversion. And blasphemy. Nearly 500 years ago, Professor Martin Luther declared, if I profess with the loudest voice, and the clearest exposition, every portion of the truth of God's word, except precisely that point which the world and the devil are at that moment attacking, then I'm not confessing Christ. However boldly I may be professing Him. For where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved. And to be steady on all the battlefront besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point. We must fight against the idols of our time. The sin most condemned in Scripture is the sin of idolatry. German reformer Professor Martin Luther warned us.
Martin Luther was quiet.
I'm much afraid that schools will prove to be wide gates to hell. Unless they diligently labor in explaining the Holy Scriptures. Engraving them in the hearts of the youth. I advise no one to place his child where the Scriptures do not reign paramount. Every institution in which men are not constantly occupied with the Word of God must become corrupt. We, as Bible-believing evangelical Christians, must respond as Dr. Martin Luther responded. When he was summoned before the Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire, before all the church might and all the political might of Europe on the 18th of April
1521.
Unless I'm convinced by scripture. Or by clear reasoning. That I'm in error. For popes and councils have often erred and contradicted themselves. I cannot recant. For I'm subject to the scriptures I've quoted. My conscience is captive to the word of God. It is unsafe and dangerous to do anything against one's conscience. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. So help me God. Amen. Of course, making such a bold and biblical stand comes at a price. Professor John Wycliffe, the morning star of the Reformation.
Professor John Wycliffe was the one doing a morning star of the Reformation.
He was kicked out of Oxford University. Because of his bold Bible teaching and translation of the scriptures into English. Professor Jan Hus of Prague University.
Professor Jan Hus was the University of Prague.
He was excommunicated by the Pope and burned at the stake in Constance. However, as Jan Hus was presented and with the opportunity to recant, he was pressed to save his life. He said, I would not for a chapel full of gold recede from the truth. The truth stands and is mighty forever. Hus declared he would prefer to be burned in public than silenced in private. In order that all of Christendom may know what I said. He declared that he would gladly seal with his blood the truths that he had taught in his life. In the truth of the gospel I have written, taught and preached, today I will gladly die. He made a prophecy as he was about to die. My goose is cooked, he said. Hus is the Bohemian word for goose. But 100 years from now, a swan will arise whose voice the Pope will not be able to silence. Many recognize Professor Martin Luther as that voice. This is the reason for the prevalence of swans in Lutheran architecture and art. Hus, as he was being burned at the stake, was looking forward to the reformer who would complete the work he had begun. A century later, Martin Luther, as he was being ordained into the priesthood, was required to lie face down in front of the altar in Erfurt Cathedral. Martin Luther was actually lying face down over the tomb of the very bishop who had burned Huss at the stake at Constance. You could have imagined that the bishop hearing Professor Jan Hus predict that 100 years later there would be a reformer who would arise whose voice the Pope would not be able to silence. He may have muttered something along the lines of, over my dead body.
No, Bishop, no,
indeed, Martin Luther entered the priesthood over the very dead body of that bishop.
Martin Luther impela wavukoba ngumpristu phezu kwesidumbu salo mfundisi lo.
For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Our Lord Jesus Christ commanded us not to fear any man. The fear of man can be a snare and a trap. We must fear God who can destroy both body and soul in hell forever. The fear of God is liberating. Better to fear the one true God than to be enslaved to the multitude of men. Deception brings bondage. The truth sets us free. Deception brings bondage. Truth brings freedom. We need to notice that those people who claim to be concerned with hate speech
Peter 2:19
is so appropriate for them. While they promised them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. As Christians, we are of course against hate. But the hate speech bill is not designed to silence genuine hate speech. What is the worst hate speech possible? Blasphemy. Blaspheming Almighty God. Blaspheming our Creator and Eternal Judge. That is the worst hate speech of all. Imagine this arrogant man, if Jesus returns, kill him again. This smug pagan will be calling for the mountains to fall on him. He'd rather be buried under an avalanche than to face the wrath of the Lamb on the Day of Judgment. Look at his t-shirt. Put Christianity in the trash can. That's what it is. Going to hell and proud? There is an anti-Christian blasphemous spirit in the world today. Libel and slander are real hate speech. Yet much of our entertainment industry vilifies the victims and victimizes the villains, inverting reality. Slandering God's people. demonizing those whom the blaspheming, God-hating perverts hate.
Let us demon kulabo bantu labo abahlambalazayo labantu abazonda uNkulunkulu.
Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. You know that no murderer has eternal life in him. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. You shall surely rebuke your neighbor and not bear sin because of him. Hatred stirs up strife. But love covers all sin. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The world hates me because I testify that its works are evil." Our Lord Jesus said, "If the world hates you, remember it hated me first." The Lord gave a parable about the people of the world saying of God's Son, "We will not have this man to rule over us." The Word of God commands us, "But sanctify the Lord God in your heart." And always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. We need to make a stand for the right to life of preborn babies. Back to the Bible for reformation and revival. 500 years ago, in
1519,
Swiss reformer Ulrich Zwingli dispensed with the Latin Mass and began expository preaching from the Word of God. Teaching from Matthew 1 verse 1, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, through the whole New Testament. We need to go back to the Bible for reformation and revival today. In the face of all intimidation and hatred and threats from the world, we need to respond with the conviction and courage of Protestant reformers like Martin Luther and Ulrich Zwingli. Our conscience must be captive to the Word of God. We must stand on the unchangeable Word of Almighty God. We must be willing to be different from the world. Stand up for Jesus. Step out in faith. Speak up and proclaim the Word of God faithfully. And accurately. Scripture alone is the ultimate authority. We've produced a book from the Coalition Revival, a whole lot of things from around the world. I will gladly give a copy free to any pastor comes at our table afterwards. We've brought to be able to give this. It's got Bible studies on every aspect, marriage, homosexuality, all these issues for us to teach to our congregations. We'll have it on our table over there. You know, towns like Dresden were incinerated in the bombings in the Second World War. And you can see even this monument of the Reformer blown off in
1945.
They restored the monument before they rebuilt the church even. But today, the churches have been destroyed, many of the cities have been destroyed, have been rebuilt. This is what we must do. Much of our Christian standards have been broken down. We need to rebuild society on the Lordship of Christ. Will you not revive us again? That your people may rejoice in you. That they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil. Having been taken captive by him to do Satan's will. Stand fast in the liberty by which Christ has set us free. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free. From the law of sin and death. Because the creation itself will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Let us pray. Lord God, we pray, give us wisdom to understand the times, to recognize the threats, Lord God, and make us brave and bold for you. When the time comes, help us to stand up for you. To speak out for the truth. Help us to fight the good fight of faith. We pray this in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.
Amen.